How do women stand out in a male-dominated art form? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Babone, assistant professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at SUNY New Paltz, examines the underground culture of graffiti from a feminist perspective.
Hip-hop graffiti writers use Afro-Caribbean aesthetics like call and response and self-naming to assert their voices by relentlessly writing their tag names on public surfaces. Because graffiti writing is a deviant practice that requires physical capacity, the subculture has been characterized as a boys' club, tied to cis male masculine identity formation. So when we see graffiti, we imagine a boy with spray paint in hand, effectively erasing graffiti girls, that's girls with a Z, from the subculture. I've spoken with over 100 girls, aged 18 to 56, across 18 different countries. I've listened to stories from girls who are amongst the first to paint in their cities, like Abby 106 from the USA, Brazil's Prima Donna, South Africa's Motel 7, and Shiro from Japan, as well as girls who look up to those trailblazers. I found that graffiti girls enact a multitude of strategies, on and offline, to resist their erasure. Because these acts create transnational solidarity, foster empowerment, reclaim pleasure, and restore bodily agency in a sexist, male-dominated subculture, I deem them performances of feminism. Despite how these girls have thrived throughout the hip-hop diaspora, their importance to transnational feminist movement has yet to be acknowledged. My research offers a new way of seeing feminism and recognizing feminist movement, one that privileges the subcultural over the mainstream, the deviant over the respectable, the transnational over the Eurocentric, and the intersectional over the essential. Graffiti girls wield spray paint to assert their existence in cities all over the world. Now, we can imagine that.
That was Jessica Babone of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.